banks, oil companies, fertilizer and nickel exporters all did well when trading resumed, but the exchange and central bank have taken extreme precautions to ensure a stable return to operations. Not all companies were allowed to resume trading, short selling was banned, some companies are thought to have bought back shares, and Russia's National Wealth Fund has been ordered to invest up to $9 billion in Russia's biggest companies over the year to soften the blow. In addition, foreign investors, who were responsible for around half of all trades last year, are still prevented from selling. Stuart Smith, Moscow.